It's been a common belief of mystics and sages and adepts down the ages that we have a group mind. Carl Jung described it as a collective unconscious. And more recently, scientists have also postulated its existence. They refer to it as the zero-point field, the eye field or the information field, or even the morphic field. And the theory is this, that all knowledge or wisdom, past, present and future, are stored in it. And if it's true, it can explain many strange phenomena, like precognition, telepathy, how your dog knows you might be coming home, how when that phone rings, you know who's on the other end of it. And for people like Leonardo da Vinci, how all those hundreds of years ago, he could draw a helicopter. He had the prescience of the pre-science to also envisage the parachute just in case the helicopter failed. Now, despite amazing advances in neuroscience, the seat of our memory still proves elusive to find. And again, one of the ideas is that this group mind, this morphic field, is where all our memories are stored. Now, the morphic field also operates with our DNA to give us shape and form. And we resonate with this morphic field with people that are like us and think like us. And if you think about it, the person we think the most like is that version of us about a second ago, or a minute ago, or an hour ago, a day ago, and a week ago. And as we resonate very strongly with that person, we have memories of that person. Now, this is just a theory, and the only thing that we're using that theory for here is to allow us to send ourselves light bulb moments from the future. It doesn't matter if this is true or not true. So long as our imagination thinks it might be, and we might get great information, great benefits from thinking it might be true, that's all that matters. So in the same way that we resonate very strongly with past versions of ourselves, the future version of us also resonates strongly with us too, and we resonate strongly with that future version of us. So what we can do is combine a few of the ideas from all the visualizations in this program to send messages back to ourselves in time. So for this visualization, again, this is best done when you're sitting upright in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. And again, we're going to move our consciousness from the frontal lobes into our pineal gland. And using that circular breath, we breathe on the in-breath up the outside of our spine, and on the out-breath on the inside of our spine. We just center ourselves and we stir up the universal mind stuff. And you can either put your hands so they're flat on your lap with the palms facing upwards, or you can touch your thumb with your middle finger on each hand, and that will have the same effect, connecting you with the universal mind stuff, and specifically with a version of you in the future in the universal group mind. So again, just look up to your crown and imagine that translucent opening spinning slowly. And on each in-breath, allow the opening to get wider and wider. and anchoring your consciousness again with that thin silver gossamer thread. Allow your consciousness now to rise up so it's at the top of your skull. And allow it now to float out so it's just about an inch or two, 3 to 5 centimeters, above the top of your skull. And when your consciousness is in this position, it's automatically connected with all future and past versions of you, and with the group mind too. And for most people, we have the sense of the past being behind us, or to our left, and the future being to our right, or out in front. So spend a little time now just to get a sense of where the future you might be, and where the past you might be. Now going back in time, I want you to think of all those wonderful, amazing times where serendipity and light bulb moments have come your way. Perhaps when you had an idea for a new invention, a new business idea, to take up a new career. And imagine now, as you're sitting there, you're sending messages back to those past versions of you. Whispers on the wind. And that past version of you, who got nudged in that new direction, was actually picking up thought forms from the very version of you sitting here now listening to this visualization. So from that position above your skull, look backwards in time at those earlier versions of you, and send that version of you those ideas, those nudges, those seeds, and those light bulb moments. Now still holding on to the gossamer thread that's tying you with the pineal gland, I want you to allow yourself to float back in time along that thread. A day ago, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, and back to all those times when you received those flashes of enlightenment and illumination. And at each of those times, I want you to imagine that the thought that was in your head at that very time was actually a message from you in the future, right now. What voice does that future you speak in? What mechanism does that future you use to get that version of you in the past to pay attention? Is it a tap on the shoulder? You come in the dream time, in the meditation time, or when that past version of you simply wasn't thinking. So pull yourself back now using the thread, so your consciousness is sitting again above your skull. And look out now along your future timeline, and allow a future version of you to now send new messages into the present. Staying in that position, just allow future memories to leak back to the now. Allow your consciousness to float back now, back down through the top of your skull and sit in the pineal gland. And know that you have a permanent connection now with all the past versions of you, so you can send messages back in time for all those other times that you've forgotten about. And that you have an open connection with all the future versions of you that knows all the wondrous things that are about to happen, and who can nudge you in the right direction so that you can be truly magnificent, serendipitous, lucky, successful, and happy. Now allow your consciousness to flood all of your brain, left, right, top, bottom, back and front. Open your eyes, come back into the room, and allow yourself to go forward and live the most amazing and magical life.